Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday, the 13th of October. New South Wales has recorded 444 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 4 deaths. There were 78 new cases in the Hunter New England Local Health District, where Indigenous people account for upwards of 20% of the total active cases. Of the 78 new cases, there were 22 in the Cessnock LGA, 14 in Lake Macquarie, 14 in Newcastle, 12 in the Mid-Coast, 7 in Port Stephens, 7 in Maitland, and 2 in the Tamworth Regional LGA. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 14 new cases, 8 in Walgett, 2 in Coleraine, 2 in Wellington, 1 in Bathurst, and 1 in Orange. There's also been sewage detection in Brewarrina, where there are no known active cases, making it especially important for those in the area to go get a COVID test if you're displaying the symptoms. In the Far West Local Health District, there were no new cases recorded yesterday. This leaves the total number of active cases in the district at just 38, 20 in Broken Hill, 17 in Dareton, and 1 in Menindee. 10 of the 30 motorhomes delivered to Wilcannia by New South Wales Health last month have now been rerouted to Dareton to act as isolation accommodation there as the 17 known cases recover. On to Victoria, where there have been 1,571 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 13 deaths. Ranging from their 50s through their 90s, it was the state's deadliest day of the outbreak to date. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley announced today that Mitchell Shire would have its stay-at-home orders lifted and will be returning to the standard regional Victorian COVID rules as of midnight tonight. This comes as the state has reached 60% full vaccination among those aged 16 and over. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.